Number 6, Zoning Agreement Amendment, 1555 Rothwell Road. Okay. We've got Robert Tyler, the applicant. Robert Scaletta. Did you wish to present individually?
No, I think I'll speak. This is Brian Bowles. I'll introduce myself first. My name is Robert Tyler. I'm a lawyer with Akins McCauley, and I reside at, or my office is at 30th floor, 360 Main Street. And with me is Brian Lowes, who is president of the car dealership, Mercedes-Benz Winnipeg, which is currently on Portage Avenue. This matter came before this committee last December, and the terms of the zoning agreement that were imposed as a condition on the property somehow slipped through the cracks and ended up stating that there were some restrictions on lighting, some restrictions on signage that Mr. Lowe's dealership just can't live with if it's going to relocate to this site. And the planner's report that Winnipeg Public Service has presented to you, we are in full concurrence with it. It recommends that the lighting be allowed to be there during the night. The previous condition was that the lights had to be shut down in the dealership after 10 o'clock. It would be unworkable to do that for security reasons and everything else. They're a business. They're not desirous of spending money on electricity that they don't need to spend. They want to have a low level of lighting for the car area. Secondly, on signage, the zoning conditions prohibited them from using banners or electronic message boards or the kind of high industry standard signage that Mercedes-Benz looks for and requires. They require a very professional image in that regard, and were prevented from having that kind of signage on the property. So this application is to remove those restrictions with one exception, and that is that we are in agreement to not have these, what do you call them? Mobile signs, you know, the flashing, drive them in, ugly lettering signs. We don't have a problem with that restriction staying. But as for the other items, banners or A-board signs on occasion, you know, the dealership just requires that to be out front. So it will be very tasteful. And as I say, Mr. Beach's report is very supportive of our application. So hopefully there won't be any issues with the committee. A couple of things that I'd like to mention, however, is just for clarification purposes, on item 1B, that clause 2A of the zoning agreement be amended as follows, and then the language is there, that there shall be no mobile signs on the entire site. That's correct, but just so that it's not lost in the translation, we want what's currently there to be deleted as well. So in your motion, perhaps if it could read something to the effect that it be replaced with this wording rather than just saying be amended, because by being amended suggests perhaps that it's just adding this on to the end. We don't want that. We want the full 2A Roman numeral 4 to be deleted entirely. The second comment that I'd like to make is that we have with us tonight, just for observation purposes, Matthew Glavin, who may speak later. He's with Terracon, and they have the property across Route 90 on the west side. And he's pointed out that this zoning restriction really applies to all three lots in the development. And if you look at the sketch on the second last page of the planner's report, it shows lot 1, lot 2, and lot 3. And, of course, the zoning restrictions imposed by the zoning agreement would apply to all three lots. my client and the Mercedes dealership is only proposed lot two. And so the sign restriction for this matter would be for proposed lot two. We have no objection to not changing the wording for proposed lots one or three. If you want to put further restrictions on proposed lots one or three, for example, to not permit inflatable signs like 10-foot gorillas or things like that, we'd have no problem with this restriction not applying to lots one and three. But that's up to yourself. In fact, we'd probably encourage the fact that you can't put a 10-foot purple gorilla on lot one. We wouldn't want that. But having said all that, we are in full support of the Winnipeg Service report and recommendation. Subject to the clarification that we absolutely want the deletion on paragraph 2A and replaced with the wordings that there shall be no mobile signs on the entire site. So those are my comments. Any questions?
I've got no questions.
Okay, we're good. Brian, anything to add? No, you're good.
Okay.
So that was Brian. I guess I do have a question for Brian.
Yep.
Brian?
Yeah. Sure.
This item was pointed out to me March 17th by John Pearson.
Okay.
At which time I gave you a call, and I didn't get a call back. And I'm just curious about that.
Okay, when did you call? Because I had actually tried to contact your office as well, and so maybe if you had, I never received the message, because honestly, I would absolutely have called you back.
Okay.
So certainly nothing there at all, and you know, happy to give you my cell phone contact.
I had a lengthy conversation with him the night of March 17th.
With John?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because he was at the hearing when when this came forward in
December,
and then wasn't for the January when we approved the site plan, right?
Right.
And so I'm just curious why this had to come back here and couldn't have been resolved.
Well, my understanding was that it had to come back here. And, you know, certainly had I known about the callback, as I had even talked to one of the people in your office, and they had said that we could make arrangements to chat later on, I think after spring break at that point, so I don't know the date specifically, but that you were tied up in that, which was fine. And John had basically said that you had had that conversation with him and that it was okay at that point. Mm-hmm. So by all means, like I said, nothing, had I known that you had called, I would have absolutely called you back, and that was not meant at all. So sorry about that.
Okay. Thanks.
Good. Thanks.
So I also have Robert Scaletta. Did you wish to speak?
No, I'm good.
Is there anyone else who wishes to speak in support of the this item? Okay. Is there anyone who wishes to speak in opposition? One person for information, Matt Glevin from Terracon.
Matt Glevin on behalf of Terracon Development, One Terracon Place. Just like to thank Mr. Tyler for bringing up the issue that we have and addressing it, and I'll elaborate a little bit further. Just to give some context, one of our business parks, Tuxedo Business Park, is located immediately across the street from the subject property. In front of it is a beautifully landscaped waterfall that I'm sure all of you have driven by at some point. And I'd like to stress that we're not opposed to the agreement, but do have concerns with what is being recommended in the planning report. I have reviewed Mercedes-Benz's facility signage standards and am quite certain that whatever signage is proposed or built by Mercedes-Benz, that will be uniform, professional, and attractive, and will certainly complement what is across the street at Tuxedo Business Park with the landscaped waterfall. With that, I would refer you to page 2 or page 8 of the planner report. And you can see that where our concerns lie is that there are three parcels here. And the planning report is treating this as one zoning site, so that the alterations that are made to the zoning agreement are being applied to all three parcels, when Mercedes-Benz is only establishing in Lot 2. There is uncertainty as to what would establish in Lot 1, and perhaps the committee or the administration could shed light on what may or will be proposed on Lot 1. With that said, there is a chance that a use could establish that has the same standards and signage as Mercedes-Benz or a Terracon, but there's a very good chance that a use could establish that does not, in which case the way that the amendment is being proposed, it would allow for, as Mr. Tyler has suggested, the inflatable gorilla or the flashing strobing electronic signs that would certainly detract from the neighborhood and certainly detract from our $100 million business park across the street. And these could establish, these inflatable signs and electronic billboards could establish by means of simply just a conditional use. So what we're trying to look out for the best interest of the neighborhood, trying to look out for the best interest of our tenants and our investment. So we ask that the amendment be or the agreement be altered in such a way that the changes that are being proposed only apply to Lot 2 and not to Lot 1 or Lot 3, as has been outlined in the planning report. I have no further comments. If there's any questions.
Any questions?
Thanks.
Is there anyone else present who wishes to speak for information? Okay, you'll get a chance to come back. I just have a couple of questions for our planner. Do you foresee, James, any problem in limiting this to the parcel of land as part two?
No concerns from the administration to clarify that this is for Lot 2 only. I'm just not sure how the wording would be so that it's legally binding. And maybe over the next day we could just get proper wording from legal counsel, which we have done with conditions in the past. We've tightened them up with counsel's legal services input. But we have no concerns just limiting it to Lot 2.
Okay, so you think that could be done in the next day?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And just curious whether, maybe this is a question for the applicant or you, have you heard any concerns from any of the other neighbors?
No, and Terracon had not discussed anything with our department before either. So this is the first I've heard of this concern from Terracon. We have received no calls from the neighborhood. Mercedes-Benz and their consultants have been very good to deal with. They're submitting a very detailed photometrics lighting plan as well, soon, which will show the actual light levels that will be falling on the perimeter of the property to further give us comfort in changing this condition.
Sorry, I feel a little lost. I've lost my computer here for some reason. Councillor Fielding?
So just a clarification on that one point. You said that you can get opinions through our legal services in a day or two, but we are dealing with this issue right now, so I don't understand how that would...
Well, I would say let's make the motion with the amendment to the condition, and you would... Let's see where the condition is. What we would say that for Lot 2, that all exterior lighting be shut off, be deleted, and that Clause 2A for Lot 2, and then the council for them wanted to amend that and say delete that Clause 2A4 and replace it with there shall be no mobile signs on lot. So this... We would have to word it so that it's for Lot 2 only.
Okay, so you just change it to Lot 2.
Yeah.
Get a legal opinion on it and...
Perhaps right in the first sentence that the zoning agreement under file DAS said be amended for Lot 2 as follows. And then it's only for Lot 2. Lot 1 and 3 carry on with the existing zoning agreement.
So do that in item... So that becomes the recommendation then, is what you're saying in item 1? Okay.
For Lot 2, be amended as follows. And then we just do the amendments, and then it's just for Lot 2.
Okay. We'll... Robert, do you
want to
come back?
A little bit on that, in that although we don't represent them, the developer, the landowner currently is the corporation that runs Direct Transport, and they run their business out of Lot 3. And currently, they operate during the night. They have all-night lighting, and we would not want to see them encumbered with the condition remaining the same on Lot 3, which would be no lighting after 10 o'clock other than fascia or motion lighting. So just in terms of what you're considering here, just so that we catch it carefully, we have no issues at all, and I don't believe that Mr. Glavin has either, with the lighting continuing on lots, covering Lot 3, well, on all of them, 1, 2, and 3, that the first condition is to be amended for all three lots. But when it comes to the signage, that this signage would only apply to Lot 2, the signage restriction. Now, perhaps there's some grandfathering that Direct Transport would have, but, you know, we just don't want to really mess with that affecting their lot.
Just for clarification, you don't represent?
I represent consent of the owner, but I represent the dealership for just Lot 2.
Okay, but you're talking about the other company that runs the night operations. You do?
Pardon me?
Behind Lot 3, is that right?
Yeah, Lot 3 is Direct Transport. So I'm not sure that you should, leave it so that they're restricted from having night lighting on Lot 3 all night. I think, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
So, but when it comes to the signage, we're fine with it only applying to Lot 2. No, that's it. We just want to run the best auto dealership in town and have the freedom to do what we need to do that. So we're hoping that you'll agree.
Yes, Councillor Fielding, could you take the chair, please?
Sure.
Okay. I move that the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
All those in favor, opposed?
Aye.
I move that the receipt of public representations be concluded.
Aye. All those in favor, opposed? Carried.